Tonight, get your Bibles. King James Version only is allowed in this church. Amen. You better have a cult version in here. You better throw out the trash can. We got a trash can in the back. You'll be welcome to let you use it. Amen. Oh, I'll bring it out there to the shop. Kenny's plenty of kindling. Amen. But that NIV, the New International Cult Version, can straight out of hell, man. That stuff's devil worship. Amen. And that New World cult translation, the JF False Witnesses, can go straight to hell with them. Amen. And all those New International Version and New American Standard Cult Version are straight out of hell. Amen. If you don't pray for that and come back to a later message, I'm not preaching that tonight, although I'd like to. Amen. Yeah, glory. Alright. That's mine, brother. You ain't got the knowledge to do that. You gotta have all this good stuff to preach stuff like that. Alright. Turn to the book of Psalms, chapter 2. Psalms, chapter 2. Beginning in verse 1. I'll give you a few seconds to get it. Countdown from 5. Alright. If you ain't got it by now, you're a reprobate. Because you don't know your Bible, the King James Version. Everybody. Alright. Book of Psalms, chapter 2, beginning in verse 1. Why do the heathen rage? Heathen are lost people. And the people imagine a vain thing. People of this world think they can get rid of God and his people. The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, against Jesus Christ, because the word anointed means Christ, the anointed one. Saying, this is what the cults say about us and the Bill Clinton and his cabinet, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from among us. So they think of us as a disease, as I'll show you in a moment. He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. God has humor. Amen. The Lord shall have them in derision, means they shall not be able to accomplish what they wish they could accomplish. Because the Bible is the Bible, and truth is truth, and lie is lie. Satan is now making great strides in structuring one of his one world system. We see his diabolic influence at work on all fronts, which means his satanic influence. There is the European Economic Commission, or the revived Roman Empire. I am reading a book here, a tract. This is a gospel tract message. God can use gospel tracts. Amen. The title of the message tonight is Globalism. Globalism. This is scheduled to become a reality in less than 10 years. If you're not right with God, you better get right now or never, buddy. The One World Church is rapidly forming. Getting all together saying we ain't got no standards in our church, and we're a bunch of pussy fucking compromisers. Amen. Amen. So they're bringing their cult church together. The New Ages, the environmentalists, the communists, the Catholics, the CFR, the Trilateral Commission, sports, television, the news media, humanists, the ACLU, which by the way stands for American Cockeyed Lawyers Union, or American Civil Liberty Queers, or something like that. Women's Liberation Movement, which you better not have one hair in that cult version. Civil Rights Movement is Martin Luther King junk. Still out of hell. Woman. The subject are all moving in the same direction, globalism. Amen. There is one dissenting obstacle in the way of the one-worlders. That is born-again Christians that believe the King James Bible. Don't believe that? You're in with them, bud. You're a cult just like them. Amen. With God's word to light our path, not your path, you cult. Church of Christ, JFWs, going on like you go tonight. Methodist, Presbyterian, amen. With God's word to light our path, we are not in darkness concerning Satan and his plans. Amen. One, globalists would, if they could, eliminate Christians. Now, I'm quoting that. This is a an informative message. It's biblical, but it's mainly to inform you of the current movement of globalism moving around this world tonight. It will not be, you'll need your Bibles, but it will not be strictly Bible tonight. Amen. If you do not like that, you just have to lump it the best way you can lump it. Because there's times that you got to inform people of some cults that you cannot find in the Bible. Quoting here tonight from the Global 2000 magazine, here's what they say: eradicate Christianity. A Global 2000 aim included in the Global 2000 plan is the complete eradication of Christianity and Christian teaching. Let me remind you tonight, you cults out there like the Church of Christ and JFWs, they're not going to mess with you. They're after the King James Bible believers. They're not after you bunch of cults. In the January or February 1981 issue of the humanistic magazine, Global 2000 fanatic Steve Buford gives the Global 2000 view. I'm quoting tonight. Our epoch, or our highest goal, will certainly see the end of the disease of Christianity. Remember, reminds you again tonight that Christianity is not a religion. It's a relationship with Jesus and Jesus alone. It's not by works which we have done, but by His grace. Titus 3:5. Look it up, call it, and read it. And read in the King James Bible. Amen. The 1984 Democratic Party nominee for Vice President of the United States, Barbara Marx Hubbard, that middle name Marx, Karl Marx, which is a communist, says Christians are cancer cells and they must be eliminated. Now I'm quoting tonight. World peace can prevail until the self-centered members of the planetary body either change or die. Amen. Amen. That is the choice. The red horse is a destruction during the birth process of those who refuse to be born into God-centered universe. We're talking about a false god, of course, Satan, the god of this universe. Amen. God of this world, as the Bible calls him. They cannot go backward into the womb, or to the womb. They cannot go forward to the heavens and the new earth. They must surely die or change. He's talking about Bible-believing King James only. Yes. Amen. It is a free choice. Evolution is good, but it is not. Where am I at? thank God for saving me. Let's see where I'm at here. It is not nice. That's what it says. It is not. Only the good can evolve. Only the God-centered or the cult-centered will survive to inherit the powers of a universal species. We're talking about New Age philosophy, which means, like Brahma, Buddhism, you can become one with the universe or become a god yourself. That is the lie that Satan told in Genesis 3. So the devil is still out of hell. And you bunch of cults out there, Church of Christ, Seventh-day Adventist, don't have to worry about nothing. They're not going to bother you because you're a cult. You're part of the one-world system. You might. Evolution empowers the horseman upon the red horse to kill that which cannot love God above all else and his neighbor as himself and himself as the Son of God, who are teaching that all men are God, sons of God. That's a lie. And straight out of hell, you're not saved tonight. You're not a son of God. I don't care what Mr. Smith in my English class teaches those kids over at my English class. I don't listen to the cult, because he's going straight to hell. Amen. Amen. Remember the Bible, Jesus said that they'll kill you one day thinking they did God's service, and one day it's coming to America. Just like Brother Matheson says, I can see the writing on the wall already. Persecution is coming to America, and it will be here within 2 years. Amen. If Christ don't come back first. Amen. This act is as horrible as killing a cancer cell. So it's not all that horrible, see. Killing Christians is not horrible because you want to kill a cancer cell. So they're trying to say it's not horrible to kill a Christian. It must be done for the sake of the future of the world, which is the same thing the Pharisees said about killing Jesus. They said we must kill him for the good of all Israel. It's exactly what they're saying about killing us today. So be it. She don't even care, just so be it. Be prepared for the selection process, which is now beginning. So they're going to start mapping out your Bible-believing King James Christians, and they're going to start killing you for too long. Fortunately, you, dearly beloveds, some of her cult members, of course, are not responsible for this act. All right. Yeah, I got you. Okay. This act, we are in charge of God's selection process for planet Earth. So they're saying that they're the ones that have the right to say who can live and who can't live, when God only has that right. He selects, we destroy. We are the riders of the pale horse, death. We come to bring death to those who are unable to know God, and they only know God from Adam's house cat. We do this for the sake of the world. The riders of the pale horse are about to pass among you. Grim reapers, they will separate the wheat from the chaff. Or in other words, in their verse, they're going to separate the chaff and kill all the wheat. This is the most painful period in the history of humanity. We will use whatever means we must to make this act of destruction as quick and as painless as possible to the one half of the world who are incapable of evolving. To the degree that those of you with eyes to see and ears to hear use that capacity, the selection process will be quick. This is quoting from Prophecy in the News, April 1990. So it will begin for too long. The Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, said concerning the church and his word, the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Matthew 16:18. They're a bunch of false liars. They're not going to kill because we're the church of the living God. Amen. Hell and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. Matthew 24:35 in the King James Bible. You won't find it in a cult version. Probably done threw it out of there. Amen. Tell you, globalism plans to eliminate 2 billion people by the year 2000. According to Mike Kitch of Zero Population Growth Incorporated, a private organization I'm quoting now, we have to make people accept some difficult choices as inevitable. Global 2000 says that if they want the good life, we are going to have fewer people alive in the year 2000 than anyone dreamed possible, and they mean it, brother. Quoting from the Global 2000 magazine, here's how they have planned to accomplish this. Here's quoting again. Global 2000 advocates say they will use planned famines, pestilences, planned epidemics, planned conventional and nuclear wars, planned energy and water shortages, abortions, drugs, suicide, euthanasia, youth trained for terrorism and murders, promote homosexuality, because homosexuals do not produce, destabilize governments in many countries, causing civil wars, ruin the American automobile, transportation, savings and loans, home building and farming industries, cut off funds for advanced science and high technology, welfare, and much, much more from Global 2000 magazine. You might. Now this is what they're going to do to kill people by the year 2 billion people by the year 2000. It's coming, brother, and I mean quick. This is their plan at the beginning of 1981, so it's been in effect for almost 20 years now. We can see it in action today. Read carefully over this list again. The Global 2000 hit list countries are Bangladesh, Bolivia, Brazil, Central America, Central American nations, Egypt, India, Indonesia, Kenya, Morocco, Nigeria, Pakistan, Philippines, Somalia, Thailand, Turkey, Venezuela, and Zimbabwe. This is from the same Global 2000 magazine. If you remember that about all this epidemic, flu epidemics, this all this stuff today is planned by the government. All these floods and junk, I believe God sent the flood up there up north, but the famines and stuff are planned. Yeah, man. Well, how are they planning them? They got satellites up there that can do some of that junk. They ain't going to tell the American public they sent it up, but it's up there. Have these countries been mangled by the things they said they would use? In the 1981 list of those who support Global 2000, we find George Bush, who was then vice president. George Bush is straight out of hell tonight. If you vote for him, you vote for a cult. Because he ain't no Christian, and he's going straight to hell. You may. Harlan Cleveland, International Director of Aspen Institute for Humanistic Studies, said, breakdown in about 100 countries could easily degenerate into 1,000 Cambodias where they had haul off and kill 1/3 of the population. This would be delightful. Quoting from the year Global 2000 magazine again. Number three, globalism and environmentalism. The population hoax is the work of globalists as they follow their plan to eliminate 2 billion people by the year 2000. This is their instrument to bring about their energy and water shortages. Yeah, man. The prevailing satanic powers in Washington, D.C. are obvious. Yeah, man. Regardless of who gets elected, they all turn out the same. Ronald Reagan went into the White House saying what the people wanted to hear. After 8 years, he was back out of the Oval Office like a crawfish. Yeah, man. The United States has overwhelmingly approved a clear air bill by a vote of 89 to 11. Automobiles, factories, and power plants are the targets for this junk. And the pollution water is the target for water factories. The new controls are estimated to cost the economy $21 billion a year. President Bush, speaking in Indianapolis in advance of a Senate action, called it a historic vote that would affect generations to come as we work to build a cleaner, safer America. See, Bush is behind all this globalism cult. And he's in it tonight, and he's not a Christian, I do not believe. At least there are 11 out of the 100 senators who voted against this globalistic stranglehold. Here's what 2 of them said, quoting now, "This bill absolutely decimates my state of Illinois," declared Senator Alan Dixon, Democrat for the Illinois, whose state has utility plants that rely on high sulfur coal, as well as coal miners whose job will be jeopardized by new measures to combat acid rain. Dixon was also among only the 11 senators who voted against the legislation. "I cannot vote," this is what Dixon, "for legislation that will destroy the livelihood of thousands of hardworking men and women, that will bring economic ruin to countries throughout Appalachian and Midwestern states," said Senator Robert Byrd, this is Senator Robert, Democrat for West Virginia, who unsuccessfully has sought financial help for coal miners affected by the bill. This is from the Greenville News, 4490. April 4th, 1990. These environmentalists say that health experts have estimated air pollution may account for 50,000 premature deaths every year, in the Global 2000 magazine, quoting again. No, Greenville News. The bleeding hearts of these globalists do not conceal their fangs, their cults, their vampires sucking the blood out of muck of the night. While they lament over the assertion that 50,000, listen to the wording here on out, may die premature deaths from air pollution, they do not shed one tear over the fact that at least 1.5 million die of premature death without drawing one breath of any air by abortion tonight. A bunch of cops killing all these babies around this globe. They're going straight to hell for it, because God hates abortion tonight. Anybody? These globalists cry about dirty air, and defend the dirty sodomites. What about dirty television tonight? We are talking about the bottom of pollution barrel now. Television's straight to hell tonight. HBO stands for Hell's Body Odors, and it's called Hellvision, no longer called TV, because it's straight out of hell. Yeah, man. No, the pollution hoax is the strangulation strategy of globalism. And the end one, and also about that ozone hole, a bunch of fat mouth liars, ain't no such thing, they're just using that as an excuse so they can kill some people. And the end one about around national sovereignty, eroding it piece by piece, will accomplish more than the old fashioned frontal assault, Richard N. Gardner, member, Trilateral Commission. These environmentalists strangle our Alaskan pipeline, one of the man-made fuel shortages by globalists. After they strangle the coal-burning power plants, they will go back to work to strangle nuclear power. They said the Alaskan pipeline would endanger some species of birds and animals. Good God. What about stupid birds and animals? And all these people over here need cars and gas to run over. What about some dumb bird? What about the whiskey and beer lines wide open, brother? Want to close them up at night? Booze endangers more than birds and fish. What about highway death, murder, suicide, cirrhosis of the liver, heart attack, stroke, brain damage, etc., etc. from booze? That's part of the plan tonight, to promote that crap. Yeah, man, I said crap, and I ain't gonna apologize for it one bit. Such a cult. You ain't got the guts to stand up and preach tonight. I'll preach for you tonight. Yeah, man. Four, globalism and Earth Day. The goal of these philanthropists, whatever that means, I guess it's plant people, yes, what it means, is to heal Mother Earth. Mother Earth. They are Earth worshippers. God made the earth to be inhabited, not worshipped. For thus saith the Lord God, for thus saith the Lord that created the heavens, God himself that formed the earth and made it, which is Jesus Christ. He hath established it, he hath created it not in vain, he formed it to be inhabited. I am the Lord and there is none else. Isaiah 45 and verse 18, look it up in a King James Bible tonight. If this bunch gets away, we'll go back to the horse and buggy and draw our water out of a well with a bucket. They would go further than that by making vegetarians out of all of us. And I believe the Bible has something to say about that in 1 Timothy chapter 4, if you look there real quick, like. We can throw a little bit of scripture in there. Amen. Amen. All right. Then read it. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly, 1 Timothy 4, that in the latter times some, still in verse 1, shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience sheared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry, that's the Catholic whore, and commanding to abstain from meats, also the Catholic whore, but also the globalist, which God hath created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe. For every creature of God is good, and nothing to be refused, if it be received with thanksgiving, for it is sanctified by the word of God in prayer. You're right. Tonight, God created food and beings for us to eat, not for us to look at and save and all his junk. God made this earth and he made us a self-contained unit. The trees and foliage purify the air and the ocean eliminates the waste. Amen. We don't have to worry about healing Mother Earth. Our problem upon earth tonight is sin. Amen. Conclusion, globalism is a product of the God of this world and is greatly responsible for the moral avalanche we are now witnessing upon earth. Some two-bit prostitute tonight walked into the quick store, won't use the bathroom. Brother Quick, she goes, Brother Quick says, we ain't got no public bathroom. He goes, doesn't matter to me. And something like, and he walked and he goes, I know it doesn't matter because you ain't using it anyway. And I told Brother Quick, she's like a two-bit prostitute to me. Two-bit slut. Yeah, buddy. Our problem upon earth tonight is sin tonight. Globalism is a product of the God of this world is greatly responsible for the moral avalanche we are now witnessing upon the earth. Who changed? Turn to Romans chapter 1, verse 25 and 26. Amen. Romans 1, 25 through 26. Amen tonight. Looks like we have no visitor tonight, because no one wants the truth tonight. Verse 25. You there? We changed the truth of God into a lie and worshipped and served the creature, which is earth, more than the creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. And Jesus is the creator. Jesus is the creator of earth, according to Colossians 1, 16 and 17. For this cause God gave them up unto vile afflictions. Amen. The rash of sodomites and lesbians is a result of this creature worship. Number two, globalism is further revealed in Romans 1:28. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to reprobate mind, to do those things which are not convenient. It's not convenient to be a faggot tonight. And I said, faggot, if you don't like it, you can lump it, brother. But there are a bunch of queers and faggots tonight. Everybody. In verses 29 to 32, let's look there, Romans 1, verses 29 to 32. Let me turn to my Bible there tonight. Amen. we're closing up the message tonight, but we'll get some word of God into the message tonight. Amen. Being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud boasters, inventors of evil things, pornography magazines is evil. Somebody had to invent that trash. Disobedient to parents. With our understanding, I know we've all been disobedient to our parents, but God forgives. Amen. It's talking about people who constantly live this lifestyle of sin. It's not talking about if you do this sin, you're going to go to hell. It's talking about if you live this lifestyle of sin, you're going straight to hell tonight. Without understanding, covenant breakers. Without natural affection, implacable, which means they're stupid and ignorant, unmerciful tonight. Let me tell you something about that Christmas holiday tonight. People on Christmas get all the little trees dressed up like a bunch of queers and faggots. Glory. Yeah, and they go out and give a little bit of money to the poor tonight. What do they expect? The poor to eat once a year? Christmas ain't nothing but an excuse for God-believing Christians to celebrate a pagan holiday tonight, because Christmas is straight out of hell tonight. Yeah, man. Why are all the gifts being given to a bunch of reprobates instead of being given to Christ tonight? If you haven't given your life to Christ for Christmas, you better do it now, because it still ain't too late tonight. Yeah, man. There's still room for you. Christmas is every day of the year. It should be for a Bible-believing King James on this. You don't believe that tonight, you're cooked. Amen. Who, knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things or practice them are worthy of death, and not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them, which means they hang out with faggots and queers, homos, stuff like that. Amen. There is God's description of general immorality which now prevails upon earth tonight, even America. America is a damned nation tonight. America is a damned nation tonight. Amen. Globalism will find its fulfillment in Antichrist that will only last 7 years after the rapture takes place. Or you may find your fulfillment not in homosexuality, not in faggots and queers, not in prostitutes and sluts and whores, and the porno bags and the cigarettes and the rest of that sin, and the chewing tobacco, and the rock music, and the dope, and cocaine, and all that other rotten sin. You'll find your fulfillment tonight in the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, which is not a sin. He's got this universe tonight. Amen. Both Lord now and for eternity. And you don't like it caught, the JFWs, you're going straight to hell tonight. But you don't believe in God tonight. Because there's only one God, and Jesus is that God. You think God's a man tonight, you bunch of cults. Read Isaiah 45 and verse 22 tonight. Turn there if you will. Isaiah chapter 45 and verse 22 tonight. Amen. Isaiah 45 and verse 22. Amen. Make a copy of this message for Brother John and listen to. Amen. And all the rest of them. Look unto me and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is none else. That's Jesus talking tonight. He is God, and there is no other God but Jesus tonight. If you want proof, come over here and I'll talk to you about it, because I can prove from the Word of God tonight. And I mean a King James Bible, I don't mean a New International Cult version. Amen. You cults, believing that NIV version. It ain't no version of the Bible. Let me tell you this, when words tonight lose their meanings, people lose their way tonight. That's why it's important, if you're going to use a word, you better have it checked with the Bible and the dictionary. I recommend the Webster's, because Webster was a Christian. Let me get up, you got a dictionary anywhere around here? Well, let me tell you what the word translation means tonight. It means an exact rendering. The King James translation means it's exactly the same thing in the Greek, except it's in another language tonight. And then NIV is not a translation, it's a perversion tonight. Amen. The Bible says in Psalms 12 that the word of the Lord are pure. Hang on, the words of the Lord, how's it go, Kenny? the words of the Lord, pure as silver, tried in the furnace of earth, purified seven times. Thou shalt keep them, O Lord, thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever. You're right. And that means the King James Bible tonight is the, not a word of God, it's the word of God. And here in the Bible tonight is cult version. Amen. It's still out of here, and the devil in the Catholic Church wrote it.